Hello?
Yes, Marty.
Hi, Marty. It's Sam here. How are you?
I just got off work. I'm sitting in the car.
Okay, all right. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
Well, at least I was getting off work.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I had told him 7:30 so I could be home. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to give you a quick update, Marty. I had a discussion with the finance department. It was hours-long debate, and finally I got to a conclusion where they agreed to provide you a refund along with the reimbursement of the interest that we initially discussed, okay? But the only problem that we are facing at this point of time is that since the payment is 6 months old, well, more than that, 8 months old, we are unable to refund you directly through our merchant since the timeline or the time frame has expired for the refund to be initiated. However, you do not need to worry about anything. I've told them to look into alternate methods, for example, PayPal or writing out a check, any other method through which we can actually, you know, have the amount sent back to you. So they're looking into that, and most likely by Monday, latest by Tuesday, I am going to have an update for you.
Okay. Well, the only reason that I did ask for the refund at 6 months, but you guys talked me into staying.
I know. And I completely understand your point. So don't worry. I'm still on your side, and I'm advocating on your behalf, okay? So I did tell them everything. Plus, I also provided a recording of our last conversation just to, you know, build pressure on them and tell them that, you know what, the client is not happy at all. So they know the bigger picture. They see the things the way I see, and that's a very huge thing that they have agreed to return the amount because, you know, that's the most toughest part, getting the finance team to be convinced on the reason that the client is providing. Usually they feel that it's an unreasonable case. So that wasn't the case in your situation. I managed to figure that out. The only hassle or the only inconvenience that we are facing now is in terms of how we can reflect the amount back to you, because the merchant is not allowing us to refund the payment. It just keeps rerouting and redirecting back the amount to us, or it gives us a failure, an error. So I'm working things through with the merchant as well. Along with that, I'm proposing an alternate option. Let's see what they decide, in terms of having the amount transfer, whether it's a check option or whether we are doing a wire transaction. Whatever the case is, I'm going to update you regarding that in the upcoming week.
Okay. Well, my loan is coming due again, and I sure don't want to
overdue. Yes,
want to renew
I
it one more time,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And when is it due?
Hang on. I don't know if I can look at. I don't think I can look it up with you on the phone, but I will look it up. It's
okay.
It's early.
Can you
soon.
Give me
I mean,
a rough
it's
estimate?
It's this month. It's this month.
Okay, like by the 15th.
I mean, there's always 10 days grace period. I know that it's June.
Mm-hmm. So let me just on a safe end. Let me just mark the 10th on my calendar, so that we know we are not exceeding the timeline provided by the bank, okay? So let me try and get back to you on Monday as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. I am off work on Monday, so it should be a little easier.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That sounds great to me, Marty. So I'm going to call you somewhere around the same time. It's 3:30 on my end, so you can expect a call from me at the same time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Marty, I'm going to let you go now, and I will touch base again on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.